Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Getting in here to the second hour of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition. 855-450-3733. We got people waiting on the line, and gosh darn it, they shouldn't have to wait any longer. Let's go to Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you guys the other day about we were disconnected. And
I can never remember. Actually, so just jump into whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. But what I wanted to talk about was the being disconnected. I had a point to make about banks.
Okay.
And the point that I was going to try to make about banks was not a negative point about all banks, but the point was about in the past if we had an insurance check for a moderate amount of money.
Who's we?
We could get that. Pardon me, sir?
Who's we?
The American people.
Okay, gotcha. General.
Okay,
gotcha.
The American people.
All
if
right,
we had an insurance check for a moderate amount of money, we could go into any bank and we could get that cash. They would honor that check.
Okay. I'm not familiar
now
with that, but all right.
They won't, now they won't honor the check. I mean, it wouldn't matter where you did your banking if you banked wherever. Now, we have an election coming up here in Kentucky, the May primary election, where we have a person who's had a major problem with a lottery ticket fraud running for state representative, who is backed by a county judge executive who has been convicted of election fraud.
Sounds
now,
like things are pretty messed up.
Things are damn messed up. And when you consider everything that's going on, when you can't go to get a check cashed from a check issued by a large insurance company, and when we have people that are running for office that have been convicted or have made deals because of being investigated for lottery ticket fraud and being investigated or convicted for some type of political misconduct, then we have a serious problem in this country. And that was my whole point that I was trying to make on the phone that day.
How are those things connected, those two things, that there's some bad people running for office and that banks aren't cashing insurance checks?
Well, those are related. Because I'll tell you why they're related. They're related because where did the money go?
Which money are you referring to?
The money that we used to have in the banks. All the money that we had in the banks in the United States has been siphoned somewhere else.
I don't know what to say. I'm honestly not really following.
Sir, do you think that there's going to be a day or an age, if we look far enough into the future, that the kinds of people who want to run for political office to basically control other people's behavior, do you think there's going to be a day, or do you think there was a day in the past where I would go as far to say, is majority of them were not corrupt?
Absolutely. A majority of them were not corrupt.
When?
A majority of those people, they could be called, maybe they did deals that would help themselves or help their business, but they were not corrupt. They were not individuals that were out
to use
a political office as a career. That's
what
we have now. We have people now who use political offices as a career.
There's lots of people in the past that used political offices.
I would like, for somebody, and it could be anybody, to call in who believes in this idea of a golden age of, political discourse or political action or political participation in this country. I would love to hear when that was, because I think that government and the political system is inherently corrupt. It attracts corrupt people. I don't think it could ever be anything else.
Well, there's a possibility that you're correct, but I tend to believe that there are good people and that there are good people. So
generally, just don't
agree that Ron Paul's a good person. Ron Paul couldn't be elected because Ron Paul has too many ideas.
Well, he is the most elected person that's running for president right now.
And don't you think that Ron Paul is so interesting and so appealing, especially to young people, because he's not an example of a politician. He's an exception to a rule.
That's exactly why he can't get elected.
Exactly, but that also speaks to what, by and large, politics is and the kinds of people that it attracts. Like, I believe that most people out there are good and motivated by their conscience, but I don't think that those are the kinds of people who seek power. Good people don't seek power over other people.
Greg, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt in, I don't know where Matt's calling from. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. I don't know what's on my mind after listening to y'all and after listening to all the commercials on GCN.
Okay.
Goodness gracious, it's just all over the map.
By the way, the people who are listening to you on the radio and Free Talk Live's on more than 100 radio stations across the country don't get to hear all the same commercials that you hear, so whatever experience you had, they don't share it.
I know, and it's tough. And I was trying to stay focused. And I don't want to be confrontational. I just know that you were talking about homosexuality, sexual preference.
Okay.
You know, GLAD. And that's a gay, lesbian. What does GLAD mean again?
GLAD was the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
Against defamation. You know, defamation, that's thoroughly a legal word.
Yep, sounds like a legal word.
You know, the whole thing is there's this whole movement, and it's been a real scrum when you look at that issue. You know, it's a states' rights issue, and it's kind of like abortion. But it's, you know, you've got a group of people or an interest, whatever it is, that takes a particular topic and wants to centralize it. Like, you know, before Roe v. Wade, there were three states that allowed abortion.
It seems to me like right now there are some states who centralize their discriminatory policies, and then everyone who lives in those states are subject to them.
Well, that's back to the states' rights, and I'm glad you said that. Are you Stephanie?
Yes.
I'm Stephanie.
Hey, I've been listening. Stephanie, that's kind of, you know, the hand turns both ways, because I know y'all support Ron Paul for president, and I don't. Oh, you don't? Well,
I don't support anyone for president. That's why.
That's okay. That's an anarcho position. That's fine. But
that's a new word.
Ron Paul's been my political hero for over 10 years. And I even ran for Congress once. I mean, I've seen these people up close and personal, and it's all a paper tiger. And I do come from a biblical perspective.
Well, my question, let me ask you a question on this one, Matt. So is a state recognizing equal rights for people of, you know, that have homosexual marriage or something, like, you think that's a state's rights issue? And upon what in the Constitution would you base that position, if that's the case?
I would base it on the 10th Amendment, and that is that...
Doesn't the Constitution recognize people's rights to contract, and that the states must recognize the contracts in other states?
Well, it depends on... you're talking about the Interstate Commerce Clause. Article 4 of...
I think it's
Article
Good Faith and Value.
Eight.
Check it out. I don't believe that's interstate commerce. I believe that in the Constitution, I'm going to have to look it up here, and maybe I'll come back in the when we have a commercial here and tell you about it. But just hold the line, if you would. 855-450-3733. That's the old number. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 News Alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I've had enough of greed and lies from fascist, psychopath, and genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is a live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
Well, let me tell you about Freedom Cam. When it comes to your potential police abuse or, you know, perhaps an automobile accident, the most important place to protect yourself, the most important way to protect yourself is to have a camera in the car. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It's a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. For traffic stops and all other driving incidents, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I've got one of these in my car. It's great. Freedomcam.net. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to set it. It just does its little job. Freedomcam.net. So we were talking to Matt about protections that people who maybe want to marry somebody of the same gender might expect to have under the Constitution. Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
So there's something called the Equal Protection Clause and then something called the Contract Clause that in the Constitution. And basically what it says is that, you know, all men are created equal for one situation. And the other is that states are supposed to honor the contracts of other entered into in other states. So if I get married, and I'm married to a woman, if I get married in New Hampshire and then I move down to, say, Florida, I would expect Florida and, frankly, any other country on the planet to respect my marriage, right?
Yes, and I love the way you're going. Just keep on going, brother.
So in New Hampshire, the legislature voted that people of the same sex should be able to marry in the state of New Hampshire. So if somebody gets married in the state of New Hampshire and then moves down to, say, Florida, where I don't think it's legal to get married for same-sex couples to get married, then shouldn't their marriage be respected?
Oh, yes. They want it to be respected because they have a contract. And, of course, the judicial branch, the Jefferson said that he thought it would be the despotic branch, will continue to enrich. Go ahead.
I think, if I can jump in here, I feel like we're getting a little bit too technical, and I'm wondering what the underlying hostility is towards this this lifestyle, or the wanting to, for two men or two women wanting to get married, because I feel like that underlying hostility is, it's maybe not even that underlying. So can we talk about what that's all about?
Yeah, well, actually, the problem is feelings. I don't care. Just don't harm people's property. Don't harm persons' lives. Don't commit fraud. And do what you want. I think it's immoral, but I don't have any hostility. I was trying to make a particular point about marriage. Because, I just went through a heterosexual divorce, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you get a contract with government, have a conjugal relationship, and of course historically conjugal has meant heterosexual, hell would homosexuals want to get a marriage license and want to draw this whole labyrinth of mystery?
I've got to wonder the same thing. I really do have to wonder the same thing. Thank you for the call.
I don't think the state, obviously, I don't support any kind of marriage that involves the state, and I guess that would have been a good question for him, but it sounds like he revealed his position on that in the very end.
It does make one wonder, but if you want, if the state's going to hand out marriage licenses, then as far as I'm concerned, anybody who wants to go ahead and get married, I don't care if there's 12 of them, I really don't.
And I feel bad for him, too, because he must be very conflicted. Divorce is immoral, right? By the same
book that says homosexuality is immoral.
It's the breaking of a very important sacrament.
Yes, a covenant, right?
Yeah, if you can't live with somebody, then you shouldn't live with somebody. That's what I
You shouldn't just stay married forever?
Yeah, it's just not going to work out. Okay. Let's go to Calvin in Colorado Springs. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Yeah, good evening, Mark. And let's see, new person, Brad. And Stephanie.
Brett.
I kind of like new person Brad. Call me new person Brad. Yeah,
well,
Brett with T's.
There is a co-host named Brad, but he's on Monday nights, I think. So, but this is Brett.
Oh, Brett. Then I even failed at that.
That's all right.
I was trying to buy more time to think of the name, and then I was wrong. Anyway, someone was live streaming the Nevada state convention that happened this weekend. And Ron Paul got 22 out of the 25 delegates. So
it's been happening. across the country in different states.
That's a good sign, anyway.
It is. It makes me wonder. Are we hearing about all the states? Because if we're hearing about all the states that Ron Paul's managing to sweep up the delegates, then we haven't heard about enough states for it to truly matter. There are about these 500, what they're calling super delegates, but these, you know, the 500 votes that the Republican Party keeps for itself, essentially, till the very end when it decides that it's going to, you know, lay them on whomever they want to lay it on. And with the 1,100 delegates that Romney has at this point, and then those 500, I believe he's over the line. So I don't know whether he'll get first draw or not, and it would be very important for him to be, voted, the delegates to vote for him in the first, go-round. I don't know what's going to happen. There's going to be some Ron Paul supporters that are supposedly bound to vote for him, but now people are saying that apparently no bound delegate is bound by the new rules, so nobody's bound.
I don't even try to understand these rules because
how could you?
It just sounds like they're going to do whatever they want, you know. And Kelvin, I mean, do you feel like you're kind of expending a lot of energy on this that maybe you could be putting into other projects?
A little bit, but I'm here in Colorado, so I can't really do much for the free state just yet, other than trying to talk a couple buddies into considering it themselves.
I hear you. I just feel concerned.
I hear people that are against the voting process, worrying about whether people are expending energy on it. Apparently, they're a lot more productive than I am, because I spend a lot of time online playing video games and watching entertainment on the TV. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're entertained by the political process, be entertained by it.
Well, actually, I've been disgusted with it for my entire life, and this is the first time I've actually felt like, hey, there's, like, the message is at least getting out.
How are you going to feel if Ron Paul doesn't win? Are you prepared for that? Because I think that that's probably, to me, that's the most important question here.
Well, I'll probably be really disappointed, and it'll make me want to come to New Hampshire even more.
Well, I'd love to see you here.
And I've gone in there and tried to understand these new rules. Oh, they're not bound, and all you get is hearsay back and forth from people that claim.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Don't necessarily.
You can't know anything about this election and what's going to happen. And if the past is any evidence, then the power brokers are probably going to be the ones that make up the decision.
Yeah, I don't think these rules are meant to be understood by us.
Kelvin, right. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates. Better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. And if you haven't heard about it yet, this is going to be your final opportunity. You can go to seasteading.freetalklive.com. Register for the convention that the Seasteading Institute is having over in San Francisco. It's May the 31st through June the 2nd. And you can use coupon code FTL to get a discount when you go over there and register. There's also special rates for students and the press. It's seasteading.freetalklive.com. You can meet fellow entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and other forward-thinking individuals and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. If you don't know what seasteading is, you can, of course, go to seasteading.freetalklive.com and click around. You'll find out a little bit more. But seasteading is basically the idea of creating free communities out on the open seas. It's seasteading.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Randy, calling from St. Cloud. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was just calling in response to something you had said, and I can't quote you exactly. A gentleman had said something about without borders, nation-states crumble, and you replied with nation-states are an illusion, I think you said?
I think you must be listening to an old, maybe last night's episode of Free Talk Live. You're probably something that Ian said that sounds so much like him. But
I'll say it right possibly, now, too, if it's helpful.
Okay. Well, I was just I'm just trying to wrap my head around what you had said. And in our current state, I guess, where with our technologies the way they are, the modern definition of a nation kind of requires borders. If we require our government to protect us and to provide infrastructure, we have to have borders to define what they're protecting and what they need to make sure that they're continuing to keep up.
Okay, so I think in the circumstances you're speaking of, we're not talking about people necessarily lines that are made out of latitudes and longitudes necessarily drawn on maps. You're talking about, we were talking about people being able to cross those borders, right?
Right. And now I totally agree that people should be able to get up and move. That's one of the great things about the United States. If we don't like something in our state, we just get up and move.
So why doesn't that apply to people in Mexico then?
Because the people, in order to take advantage of the protections and the infrastructures that our government does put in place, I think that we need to have a proper set system in order to keep them accountable for the taxes or whatnot that we have.
Okay.
We request of them.
You don't request crap, Randy. I mean, let's be clear. When we're talking about taxes, there's not
a single bit of requesting going on, right?
Like it means you pay or you go to jail. So it's not a request.
Right.
It's a threat and a thinly veiled one at that. But so let's put some criteria.
It's not really a threat if we agree to be a country.
Okay, so you're going to have to show me the social contract, because people will just trot that baby out to say anything they want. I can say there's a social contract that you have to wear green on Thursdays or I get to punch you in the nose. And, like, what can you say about that?
You could articulate that a little bit better. Like, what is the social contract? Because it's I would put that in the same category of mystical thinking as national identity or patriotism or nationalism or anything like that. So what is the social contract?
If we're going back to the original pure question of social contract, it's an agreement that the citizens or the people of a land unit have with a government that they establish.
How do they establish it?
For infrastructure, we established it with Constitution.
I
didn't sign it. 40 people signed the Constitution. You didn't sign
right.
it. I didn't sign it. We didn't
and
agree
a bunch
to
of
it.
Guys did. Agreed.
Right.
A bunch
so
of
Randy,
land,
so unless what you're saying here is that the social contract is, you know, whatever the government is, and if you don't like it, get out. That's what the social contract is.
No. I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the idea of an illegal immigrant. I think the discussion you're having was about crackdown on illegal immigrants.
Right.
The idea of an illegal immigrant being prosecuted, you guys said that shouldn't be happening. And I just think I disagree. I believe in the libertarian mindset.
No, you don't. You've said five or six things that are entirely antithetical to anything libertarian. And I really have to, to my father and Bill Maher and anybody who likes this word libertarian, please do, people who are principled in their libertarianism a favor and really understand what it means before you start throwing it around. Libertarian is not a political movement. It's a philosophical idea.
That's why I said libertarian mindset.
So I want you to be free, Randy.
Right.
That means I also have to want Juan to be free.
Okay, and I agree with that completely. But do
so
you want
Juan needs to be free. What's that?
Or do you believe? I guess the libertarian philosophy doesn't say that government shouldn't exist. It's very limited.
The libertarian philosophy would say that governments should not initiate force on anyone. And so therefore, if a person is moving from one place to another while treading on, I guess what we would call common land or land that he is allowed upon, that a government telling that person that they can't tread there would then be aggressing. Does that sound right?
Okay. But how do you work into that argument? Our current state as a country. You can't say that it's important to incorporate modern thinking into the basic philosophy.
Awesome. Let's work on it. So we know that. Would you say that it's a good thing for America to have people that want to come here and work hard to build a better life for themselves, their family, and consequently you and me?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Would you say it's bad for America for people to want to come here or even to be here and demand from you and I a bunch of free crap that they didn't earn?
I would say that if I'm paying for it, I should have a say in what's happening with it, yes.
Okay, fine. Then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, there's no reason to hand out a bunch of freebies, and if you hand out freebies, you're going to get a bunch of people who want free stuff, and that's a bad thing. But I think that people should be able to come here, work hard, and build a better life for themselves. And if you stop giving out the free stuff, you'll stop getting the free loaders. This country, right now, currently, the amount of immigrants this country has is lower than it has been in the past. And the first immigration laws in this country, somehow this country had borders prior to the 1880s when they passed the first yellow man laws out west saying that essentially Chinese couldn't own property and all kinds
which
of
things. Which was rooted in protectionism for the people who had jobs,
Right, and now we can look back and say the signs that say Irishmen and dogs keep off the grass are a bunch of bigoted stuff. But we, what we can't do, because what we're blinded by is perspective. It's difficult to say, well, you know, a poor farmer in Mexico shouldn't be able to cross the border. We need to be able to stamp his papers and, you know what his Social Security number is and all those other things. As far as I'm concerned, if he wants to come here and work, let him come here and work. If he wants a bunch of free stuff, let him come here and starve, because we shouldn't give out free stuff to him.
I completely agree. But as far as the reaction to persecuting illegal immigrants with our current system, It needs to happen unless your solution to the problem is just to, I guess I'm not quite sure what your solution is.
Well, Randy, I need to ask a question. Is it Randy? Sure. I'm sorry.
Yes, Randy.
Yep.
Okay. So what's going on right now? Do you think that is solving the current, quote, problem of immigration? And by that, I mean, is it keeping people out who want to come here? I mean, are all the checkpoints up to 100 miles in from the U.S. border? Like, if you talk to somebody who drives through Arizona, New Mexico, they're going to encounter these checkpoints. And if you go up to the border with Mexico, there's going to be walls and armed guards. I mean, is that and that stuff isn't even working. So I want you to think
Randy,
about that.
I want you to hold the line, if you will, please. Yes, I really do want to continue this conversation. He sounds like he's ready to talk about it, and
yes,
I think so many people
absolutely
not ready to talk, or people that agree with us. It's rare that we get an opportunity to talk to somebody who's ready to talk. So,
hit a hot one.
And doesn't.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all across the board tonight, from a talk radio show host talking about gay folks and sounding a little bigoted in the process, to immigration and all kinds of different things. 855-450-3733. And let's go. Oh, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
Let's go to Randy. Back to Randy. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. Where were we? We were talking about the illegal immigration.
Yeah, are the border enforcement and all the checkpoints working? That's what I want to know.
You know what? I live in Minnesota. I can't give you a firsthand account, but I can tell you that I don't agree with the border. The idea that they have of stopping people the way that they have it planned, with just by typical physical things or attributes, along with a lot of other things, yes. But I just feel like it's I don't really want to comment on it, because I don't see a purpose in it.
Well, Minnesota, are you within 100 miles of the Canadian border?
I am.
They could set up a checkpoint.
Yeah,
set up checkpoints and stop you and ask you for your citizenship.
I thought we were immune from it in New Hampshire, but I've been stuck in immigration checkpoints before,
here.
And it's scary. I mean, it's like they block off the entire road. I got caught in one last summer, I think. They block off the whole road. They have a drug dog going around, unrelated to immigration. You notice
it's important that you could have an immigrant in the trunk.
I could.
Yeah.
So I guess the question I want to ask you on this, Randy, you don't like the papers, please, checkpoints. Do you like the idea of additional paperwork and other pieces of work that small business people would have to do to prove to the federal government that the employees and the people with whom they're contracting are U.S. citizens? Do you like to add a little more burden to?
I do not think that the regulation, the bureaucracy is needed in the level that it is. I think that it just needs to be very simplified. I think that to become a citizen in the United States shouldn't be nearly as difficult as it is, seeing as how we are, other than I guess I don't want to get into the argument of indigenous.
But when you start handing out citizenships, so when you start handing out citizenship easily, and I get where you're coming from. If the United States wants paperwork and wants to hand it out to people who come across the border as they come, just to make sure that, you know, if you tell immigrants, hey, you can have a work visa as long as you report in, and then you can work here, and then, you know, whatever it is that goes with this work visa situation,
right.
Then you wouldn't have the problem of the Republicans saying, oh my God, them Mexicans are going to vote Democrat, and you know that's. It's partially about that.
You should have seen
absolutely.
Mark's neck when he said that.
Yeah, well.
Cam.freetalklive.com.
And, you know, that's where it's all wrapped up in the political system being a threat against one's neighbor. Because, yeah, it's true. If you pump in a bunch of people who might vote Democrat, it's going to really, you know, really upset some folks. Now, frankly, I think this is where Republicans, you know, fail in welcoming new people into their party. And if you're not welcoming new people into the party, your party's growing old, white, and dead.
Well, but in some cases, because of the religious conservatism, they do vote Republican. You know,
they vote conservative in some cases. What was the proposition in California where
Proposition 8 with the gay marriage thing?
The gay marriage thing.
I think it's deeper than that too. It's just Republicans and Democrats. When society takes a turn for the worse economically, or you know, people are becoming more aware of political corruption, when things go bad historically. People find a group of defenseless people to blame. And we've seen this in the United States again and again.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening now. Like, these people have no forum. They have no way to counter any of the attacks against them.
They just want to wash some dishes and mow some grass.
But so they become an easy scapegoat for anger that should be directed at the political system. But the political system say, no, no, no. Don't you dare point your anger and aggression at us when you can point it at gay people and Mexican people and Muslims and people who work on Wall Street and people who occupy Wall Street and Tea Partiers. That's that kind of stuff. That's not for us. You point that at each other. You stay divided. But don't you think that you... Go ahead.
It's not simply the fact that when something goes wrong, they need to blame it on somebody. I mean, that is part of it. I agree. But I believe that a lot of that mindset, that if we're talking about the Republican mindset, I feel like it's more of an elite thing where they want their ducks in a row and they don't like change and they don't like anything that ruins their order. And I can say that I have voted Republican in the past because I believe in a lot of conservative ideals. But the idea that the world is not changing is their biggest problem. That they feel as though the world shouldn't change, that we should go back to very strict.
The golden age.
Go back to even the biblical mentalities.
The time when young men rolled up cigarettes in their t-shirt sleeves and slicked back their hair, and girls had poodles on their skirts. And this is, you have encapsulated what the conservative mindset is. There is a time in the past that was good, and we have
it's
to get back to that time.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever that time was. But when it comes to the immigration issue, basically where I came down on it, in thinking about it is the government's really bad at this. It's really, really bad at, 20 million illegal immigrants
despite
in this country.
Despite throwing so much money at it.
All we're doing is paying for a whole bunch of government bureaucrats to chase around a bunch of, poor people.
Losing a lot of our liberties, too, in the process.
And what we could have... It's cheaper labor, people getting better lives for themselves and their families. We can
maybe
have
more open-mindedness to different cultures and stuff like that.
Well, I'm just looking for the tacos, man.
And right. There's a little bit of hypocrisy. Go ahead, Randy. Go ahead.
I'm a political science student, and I work in a restaurant. And the fact that half our kitchen staff comes from Mexico, and all of them have probably fake papers and whatnot, and they get kicked out all the time, and they are all honest, hardworking people who are trying to support their families. Most of them have two or three jobs that no one else wants to do, and I definitely agree with that. But it's just the idea that we are just going to let them slide by. I guess I don't know how you knock out the idea of illegal immigrant. You can't just...
Here's the way you knock it out. You get rid of the laws that don't let free people cross imaginary lines in the sand.
And you stop using malphemisms like illegal immigrant for somebody who wants to move somewhere for a better life. Well, if you decide you want to leave Minnesota and go to Chicago, you don't get a malphemistic label like
well,
that.
Well, I don't know what malphemism means.
The opposite of a euphemism.
Okay. Okay. But if you gotta have
a word that sounds bad. Okay.
Sounds worse than what it is. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, but if you use there's other terms, but you know, I mean, some of these terms get loaded or whatever. Illegal immigrant is a term that people understand.
Right.
I use it for that reason.
We have to put labels on everything. I agree.
Well, but I think that's part of the problem, though. I mean, to think of another person as illegal really takes out their humanity, you know?
But it
you
does say immigrant. Like, it's specific as to what
well,
we're
Well, some people just use it as, oh, them illegals,
sure,
right?
They don't even say
immigrant.
There's bigots in every
But they will insist that they're not being bigoted, you know?
I think that all of this is, for me, Randy, and honestly, this is one of the most pleasant and productive conversations that I've ever had with somebody that I disagreed with so much, and I'm sorry for jumping on you a little bit.
I disagree with the guy.
A little bit at the beginning.
It's going to be a lot more than you do.
But I think that, you know, to use this kind of language, and really, it seems like all of this is attacking a group of people, from my point of view anyway, to defend an idea that doesn't really exist, to defend a thing that doesn't really exist. Like, if you go back... Go ahead.
Can I confirm what your solution is? Your solution was to get rid of borders and get rid of laws that create...
Okay, my solution would be, and you have to have workable solutions, and maybe my co-hosts disagree with me.
Yeah, I don't know if you do. I would just say, like, whatever the solution is, it's not force.
My solution would be to hand out, green cards at the border so that, you know who's coming across or whatever. But frankly, if you try to exclude something, if you give the government the opportunity to be involved, they're going to try to exclude people. And when they try to exclude those people, they're going to sneak across the border anyway. So any kind of government control in that area isn't going to work. If the only thing that you want to keep out are convicted murderers and people with drug-resistant tuberculosis, those people that want to come to the United States are just going to sneak across. You can double the size of the Border Patrol, and you still won't be able to stop them if they want to come badly enough. The only way you can stop illegal immigrants from coming to the country is to turn it into such a poor, by poor I mean poverty-stricken police state like North Korea that they don't ever want to come back.
And actually, that's sort of, I mean, isn't there a trend of reversing the tide of immigration from California?
Well, we've got that. We're getting that.
Yeah.
The government has created the...
They're going back to Mexico.
The economic downturn that we have, and it's creating a police state. We are absolutely doing the one solution that will get rid of the immigrants. And the people that don't like immigrants are happy about it. Randy, thank you very much for the call.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get in the zone!
Regular oil changes can help you avoid paying more at the pump. And in times like these, that really matters. Clean engines are just more efficient. And now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart oil change jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Castrol high mileage for a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Stop in today and get more gas saving tips from the experts at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.